Pat's Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. What is wrong with me? 251-343-0106. That's the text line. That's how you get in touch with the program. Still to come on the program this morning, Yellowhammer News' Dylan Smith will be with us. It's about an hour and a half or so, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Top five political ads of this cycle. We'll get into that. So if you want to know where your favorite, if you had a favorite, rates, he'll shed some light on that. Joining us now on the line, he represents Coleman specifically, but areas surrounding Coleman to the west there. State Senator Garland Gudger on the line with us. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for making time for us. Really do appreciate it.
Always, buddy, always.
We'll kick it off here. Let's give us an update. You had a pilot program for, was it PTSD, I believe. any update on that, the success of that program, anything to add to that?
Yeah, the great update, actually. There has been a major success, and we continue to bring people in, which started out as just veterans. I wanted to do something, and I think the Senate wanted to do something for veterans. I partnered with Greg Albritton, that's on the Mental Health Authority Board there in South Alabama, and just told him that I had convictions on that, and we needed to be able to help our veterans. And so there's a lot of veterans. You even see commercials now of the veterans, you know, talking about we have issues in the PTSD and where do you go? Well, there is a free program statewide that allows veterans to go to Wellstone Mental Health Authority, and that is in either in Coleman or in Huntsville, Alabama. And I know for South Alabama, you don't have to make a drive, but it is free. From that, if you're diagnosed with that and you go through this questionnaire and you're diagnosed through a certified agent there, then you would end up going to St. Vincent's Hospital under the care of an anesthesiologist there, Dr. Robert Nesbitt, or Barlow, Dr. Barlow, and them are in partners, and they would be able to give you a shot that has been proven to work, that lowers your anxiety, controls the anger issues, and what that does is allow you to get back to a normal life so that you can still hold down a job, take care of your family, and just make life back like it was before whatever tragic event that you saw or went through. It's been such a good program, Jeff, that we've expanded that to all first responders. What I found, though, is the hardest thing to get are people that will go out for their calling in life to serve other people like veterans or first responders and ask them, do you need help? Because every one of them tells you no. So we are getting more responses from family of the first responders and of the veterans that say, dad, uncle, grandpa, father, you need to go do this. And that's how these guys are being pushed and women are being pushed into this program. So I thank you for allowing me to share that with you, but it's a successful program so far. The County Commissioners Association, the League of Municipalities got with the Senate last year, and some of the different House members, Matt Simpson in Baldwin County was spearheading that. And we were going together and working together to find a program or a bill that would help cover this, but we really didn't know and have the data to prove how much money we needed to put into this program. And this pilot program for the past year has really helped us to get some numbers to see our percentages and see what we need to do as this year coming up.
Another thing I wanted to hit on, Senator, and you guys really, really tried to get this through at the very end this year, I guess. The wake surfing, I guess it was a ban or prohibition or whatever. But I guess you got mocked a little bit, like, of all the important issues going on in the state, why are you wasting time on this? But when we were, like, kind of talking to people about it here and while we've been out, especially people with property on the lake, I mean, this really does some damage to property, and it is not something that's very regulated. Are you going to take another stab at it next year?
I am, but obviously it's going to be a different approach. What I found in the legislature, you try to bring up a topic late in session and try to push it through there before it ends. People don't understand it. It takes time for people to understand and be very diligent with the language that's in any bill that goes through. And a lot of times I'd like to say that's on every bill, but it's not. But this particular bill, obviously people like recreation on the lake. And the words that I don't like is prohibition or a ban. I don't like those words because that's really not what this was doing. This was just giving regulation for when wake surfers and these wake boards were coming through on all the different lakes throughout the state. When they would come through, you have to be a certain distance away from the shore. And the reason that is that gave a safe lane for swimmers, for children swimming, for people just floating, for riding Sea-Doos, skiing, but you would be more of the wake surfing out towards the middle of the bodies of water. You can't always do that on certain lakes because it does narrow. So in some of those narrow sloughs, yes, it's going to ban from those back sloughs where there's a lot of docks. There is a lot of property damage from these 4 or 5 foot wakes that are going and hitting the docks and the shorelines, for that matter, from the erosion on there. But the key is that I didn't do that. It was truly my fault, no one else's. I did not go and get the Wakeboard Association's feel for this. They are on board now. I've got the world champion that's actually in my back door here in Coleman County on Smith Lake. He and his father and his group are behind this bill saying there needs to be more safety because right now it's kind of the wild, wild west on the lake. Again, I'm not wanting anyone not to have a good time and enjoy themselves on the lake, but there needs to be a safe lane of travel, just like there is on the interstates and highways and in your car. There needs to be a safe lane for people, for example, paralleling that with riding bikes on our city roads or county roads or our city streets. So that's what my goal is. I do think I need to take another shot at this. Jabbo Wagner has been working with this with me. And the reason that this came about, Jeff, is that Aaliyah came to us and said, listen, this is the number one complaint that we get off of our lakes every day, 24/7, is that these wakes are causing property damage and causing property and erosion damage, and it's hurting the swimming and the other recreational sports. But we want everyone to enjoy themselves and have a good time. I'm not trying to ban wakeboard boats by any means. But at the same point, I just want it to be fair. I want it to be safe and let everybody just know this is a public safety issue. I'm not trying to ban anything.
Well, and it seems to be like, I guess, Smith Lake in your district there, maybe it's unique, a unique body of water compared to especially what we have down here on the Gulf Coast, that it's not as not as wide, or maybe that's a part of it.
Yes, and so there's parts of every lake that are wider. Obviously, Smith Lake has got some wide bodies, like Martin's very wide, but then there's some sloughs that you go up into, and wakeboards are still going up there, but you've only got about 30 feet on each side to be able to go in and do a turnaround face and come back out. But those wakes are 4 foot tall, coming 50 feet from the shore or the property docks. You can't even have people laying out on those docks because you're going up 4 foot and then back down. It's like a wave pool. And you have a lot of property owners that are starting to try to pull together. And I think if we can handle and be proactive in this issue now, it's not going to turn into something a lot larger down the road, which it's starting to be. You're on one side of this issue or the other. And that's not what we need. We need to be able to work together so that everybody's having fun but safe on the lakes.
Yeah, that seems to be the but just kind of in talking to people that are more knowledgeable on this, they say, no, this is a real problem, and it would be good to get some rules in place. Senator, election's coming up. You ought to be looking pretty good, I assume, in your race. But you feel pretty good about where Republicans are this cycle?
I do. I think Republicans are still strong. We have the supermajority, obviously, in the legislature and all three branches. And so in the Senate and the House and the legislative branch, we've had the majority. I think we'll continue to keep that. I do think you're going to see new personalities come in. And every time you see new personalities coming in, whether they beat someone that was an existing an incumbent, or if there's somebody had retired from the House or the Senate coming in, it's just function. New personalities coming into the legislature makes things function different. So it's going to be obviously the first year of the quadrennium. it's going to be interesting to see how people and what personalities they have and what they're passionate about. And so I believe that I feel comfortable with the Republicans as far as the state government. And I do feel that we're going to all kind of feel our way through this about the first, you know, month and a half of, you know, how's everybody feeling? How does this work? And what are people passionate about as we go forward into this new quadrennium? Now, on the federal government, I still think that we're looking good. I think that within this election coming up November 8th, I do think, obviously, that we're taking back the House and the Senate. And I think that America needs to. It's amazing what the federal government is doing at this time. But I believe the conservative values of the Republicans will be brought to the forefront when it just comes time for people to vote nationwide, especially throughout the state.
What do you think the new quadrennium is going to be? Because typically, well, the next year, I'll say, because usually right out of the gate, after the election, maybe a few weeks, but we start getting a better idea of what the priorities are going to be for the Alabama legislature. We saw that sort of with infrastructure and the beginning into last, or the 2018 cycle heading into 2019. Do you have any sense of where that is going to go next year?
You know, just from looking at the tea leaves, you're going to have a fight. And I think that fight starts with the appropriations of the ARPA money that is in our checking account at the state level, waiting on federal guidelines to continue to come down and tell us what we can spend it on. But everybody wants their hand to be able to fund something, obviously, in their district and a program that they need statewide. You're going to have, as usual, 10 times their request, and we have money. Even though this is what I'm saying, a federal money that's coming down, whether you want the money or whether we don't, they've given it to us and it's in our checking account. We need to be able to put that out towards the Alabamians that are, that to help them in any direction in which they are going, whether that's small business, rural fire departments, and volunteer, rural hospitals, volunteer fire departments, industry, roads. It doesn't matter. But what they tell us we can spend this money on is what we can. But until then, everybody's trying to get their hand, and it doesn't matter if it's the Senate or the House or the executive branch. So from that, I think that's our biggest fight. I think that you can see what's happening with the AG on shutting down some of the gambling casinos, if you would like to say that, but the bingo parlors that are in Lowndes County, partially in Greene, and they've opened back up, it sounded like, but they're going back and forth. So I think gambling is going to be a major issue in this first year of this quadrennium. Broadband expansion is always at the top of the priority. I'm thankful that one of my House members in my delegation, Randall Shedd, and then also my colleague in the Senate, Clay Schofield, has helped spearhead that to a point where we're looking better than about any other southern state, and we're ready to continue to move money through that program to get it out to the rural areas to have people for that final mile to be hooked up and make sure that they have fiber to their house. So I think those are three major issues, but I think to begin with, that money is going to be the biggest fight that we're going to go in with boxing gloves on and seeing where that money is placed.
Surplus, what do you think? I mean, there's been rebate, tax cut, or even Senator Albright talked about a trust fund reserve account. Do you have any sense where that is headed?
You know, I have heard all of the above. We've talked about all of the above in the past quadrennium. They make sense. Anytime, just think about your local and your personal household income. Anytime you can pay off debt first, obviously do that, right? That kind of gets us out of the hole, which we've done an amazing job this past year, being able to pay off millions of debt that we had for Alabamians. Then number two, what is the next best way to do that? Is to create a savings account. And by doing a savings account, when times come that are going to be hard, in which they are coming, then we're prepared for that instead of spending it on programs that we have to continue to put more operating income out to keep it up. And so I'm in favor of what Greg Albritton's plan is, to have kind of a safety account and a savings account for the state of Alabama and continuing to pay off our debt. I think that's the right thing to do as you have a surplus, just like you would do in your home and take care of your family.
Senator, we appreciate your time. I know you got to go speak here soon, but thanks for coming on, just giving us a few minutes this morning.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. Anytime you need me, just give me a call.
All right, really appreciate that. State Senator Garland Gudger there on the line. Let's get a break in here. This is the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5.
Up to ride on a freight train leaving town. not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried.